Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This is so exciting. This year should be a special schus. Lili Nishmas, Rav Aaron ben Yaakov Shachna, and Rav Nachum ben Amir, Rav Yehuda Aryeh Halevi. We discussed in the previous shir the sheet of Rav Nechunya ben Hakana, who holds that Kares, the person's over on a chi of Kares, that patters him from Tashlumen. So Shita Satoisis and the Flam and Rebbeis is that also a Averif, which should be Chayiv Kares Bemez, if he does it B'shogeg, that also patters from Tashlumen. Just like by Chi of Misa B'shogeg patters with Tashlumen, so too the Chi of Kares B'shogeg patters from Tashlumen. Shita Saramban, the Melchamos, and in Ksubistaf Lamed Hey, Amed Beis, is that only Kares Bemez patters with Tashlumen, but not Kares B'shogeg. And the Yisod of the Machlokes is whether the hekesh we have from kares to misa is only misa bemezid of the pasuk of lo ye'ason, from which we have a hekesh from kares to misa, that's talking about mezid. So do we only learn the hekesh bemezid, or do we even extend the hekesh to shogeg? Because just like by misa we have a pasuk of makah behema that we learn from makah behema, just like by behema we don't distinguish between shogeg and mezid, and a person's chayav in both. So too by kimlev derabimine, if a person's chayav misa, we don't distinguish between shogeg and mezid, and he is pater on both, is kimlev derabimine on both. So do we extend the hekesh of kares to misa, misa to kares together? Do we extend it even to a case of kares b'shogeg, just like misa b'shogeg, or no? We only learn because there's a special limit by misa b'shogeg. But do we say no, that the hekesh is Kares to Misa, that's only B'mezid, because that's the limud of Lo Ya'ason. So that pasuk of Ason, that's talking about B'mezid. So just like there it's B'mezid, by Misa it's B'mezid, so too by Kares it has to be B'mezid. Or we say no, that this extends also, just like Misa, we have another limud by Misa that tells you that even we say Kim L'Rabimine by Shogeg, so too we would extend the Hekesh from Kares to Misa and say that by Kares, a person's Chayvim Misa's B'Kares, it's also going to Patrim Kim L'Rabimine if it is B'Shogeg. That we discussed in the previous shiur, and those who are learning the third paragraph of Ksubas understand this. If not, you can look there. And we said that it's Shitas HaRamban, is that it's telling the machlokes in Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish daf lamed hey amar aleph b'chayvei malchus shogegin, if that pater is chayvei malchus b'shogeg, presents over an aver which is chayvei malchus, if he does it b'shogeg, does that pater him from mammon? Reish Lakish holds that we learn malchus even b'shogeg from misa, and Rabbi Yochanan we paskin like says no, we only learn malchus to misa. Malchus to Misa, only Misa b'mezid, but not the b'shogeg. We don't learn Malchus shogegin from Misa. So hu adin, that we don't learn Kares b'shogeg from Misa, so there's no Kimle d'Ramine by Kares b'shogeg. But Tosas is a shishtasam, that everybody holds that in theory, if you would learn from Misa, you would learn even b'shogeg. The only thing is, according to Tosas, Malchus, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is not learned from Misa. B'chlau. But if it would be, it would even be learned b'shogeg, and Mela Kares, which is learned from Misa, is learned even Misos b'shogeg, even Kares b'shogeg. So to understand more this machlokas between Tosis and the Ramban, we have to know what Rav Shimon Shkop said. Rav Shimon Shkop in his Chedushin to Ksubas and Simon Lamed Gimel brings from the Ramban in Ksubas and Aflamed Aleph, Amed Aleph, that the Geder of the Ptur of Kimle B'Drabimine and Akil Tzarech Hanocha, which means that if on Shabbos somebody lifted up an arrow and then he threw it Arba Amos, and then on the way it ripped some shirayim, it ripped some silk, and then it landed, so there we have a din of Kimle B'Drabimine. Why? Because Akira Tzarech Hanocha, even though by the time of the Hanocha, but when the chi of mammon was incurred, there was no hanocha yet, so there should be no kimla d'ramine. Nevertheless, we say that akira is the tzarech hanocha. So zokt Reb Shimon b'shitas haramban that pshat is the gather of the ptur of kimla d'ramine and akira tzarech hanocha is that mishas akira there is already a chi of oinesh misa b'miktsas. There's already a little bit of an onesh misa, and therefore it patters from tashlumen because this is a little bit of a chi of oinesh misa. Therefore, that there's already going to be a kimle d'ramine, that the greater punishment patters you from the lesser punishment. The onesh misa patters you, patters a person from mammon. So we see that the sod truly kim the rabine is a din of onesh misa. There's already onesh misa b'miktas if it's akir l'tzarich hanacha. But what patters you is the onesh misa. It's the onesh misa by Shabbos that patters you from the tashlumen. However, shitas ha'tosfos is, which may or may not be explained in a future shiur, is that kim lev d'rabine b'akir l'tzarich hanacha is not because of the onesh misa that's already chal b'shas ha'akira, because shitas ha'tosfos is, as Reb Shimon says in the Shaar Yosher and Shaar Gimel in Perek Tes Vav, that the chalos onesh misa is only chal at the end. There's no such thing as miktas onesh misa. Ma'ashen kim b'tchilas hashir, there's no chalos onesh misa at all. Nevertheless, the akira patters from tashlumin because the etzem pulas ha'avera chamura is already goremis p'tur b'tashlumin. It's not the chalois onesh misa b'foya that patters from tashlumin. The onesh misa is a simin that the avera is an avera chamura. So what patters you from tashlumin kibbalah rabmine? Not the chiyuv misa, but rather the chomer ha'avera. Just the chiyuv misa is a gilui that the avera is very chomer. And the meila, when we talk about a person who does akir l'tzarich hanochi, even though there's no chalos o'enish misa, nevertheless it's still going to be kim l'rav mineh because there was an avera chamura. There was a pula of an avera chamura here. And that patters from tashlumin. Because the akira, there's no onesh misa yet until the very end, says Reb Shimon. But the akira is l'tzarich hanacha, and therefore it's already considered part of the process of the avera. And since it's considered part of the process of the avera, there's going to be a p'tur of tashlumin. But it's not the onesh misa that patters according to Tosfos; it's the avera chamura that patters a person from tashlumin. Now, there's a gilui in the pasuk of Makad Behema that even Chayve Mises B'Shogeg are Pater Mitashlumen. Now, this could be learned two ways. It could be learned that Mezid and Shogeg are two different dinim, that B'Mezid there is a Chiyuv Misa. By Shogeg, there's no Chiyuv Misa. Nevertheless, there is a Gzeres HaKosuv that Shogeg also patters from Tashlumin, since if he would have been Mezid, he would have been patter for Tashlumin. By Shogeg, he's also patter for Tashlumin, but it's a different Geder. There's Misa, which is a Ptur mitashlumin, and that's Mezid. And then by Shogeg, it's not the same thing, because there's no actual Misa, but nevertheless, there's a Gzeres HaKosuv that even by Shogeg there's going to be a Ptur and Tashlumin, because if he would have been Mezid, then he would have been Patur for Tashlumin. That's one way of looking at it. Or we can say no, that Mezid and Shogeg are the same Geder. Since we have a Pasuk by Chiyuv Misa of Makkah Behema that we say there's no Chiluk between Shogeg and Mezid, therefore the Geder is the same. Just like by Mezid there's a Ptur and Tashlumin, so too by Shogeg there's a Ptur and Tashlumin for the same reason, the same Geder. Shogeg and Mezid are in the same category. It's one din. The Gili in the Pasuk is that Shogeg and Mezid are one din of Ptur and Tashlumin. And it would appear that this chakira is totally in the shtei shitas, the Ramban and the Tosfos, says Rav Kalmanson. That according to the shita of the Ramban, that the yesod of the Torah of kim lev d'rav mineh is a din in the chalos onesh misa, the onesh misa patters from tashlumin. So that would mean that b'shogeg is a completely different geder, because by shogeg there isn't no onesh misa. And the Meila Shogeg is just a special Gzeres HaKosuv, but it's a completely different Geder because it's no Onesh Misa. But if so, that is the Shita of the Ramban, and the Ramban is the Shitasa that the Geder of Ptur and Makas Daf Beis, that the Geder of Ptur of Kim Leder Avine is that Bechlal Mona Masayim Mone, that included in the larger punishment is the smaller punishment, and it's like he got both punishments, right? If a person is Chayav Misa, so that's also, since it's an Onesh Chamur, it's much worse. It's like on the scale of punishment, it's from 1 to 10, it's a 10. And one moment is a 5, so the 10 includes the 5. So Memela, that is the reason that there's a Ptur of Kimlev de Rav Mine. And that's all, because Kimlev de Rav Mine be Mezer, but there's an actual Onesh Misa. But B'Shogeg, there is no Onesh Misa. So Memela, how do you understand Kimlev de Rav Mine? The answer is, we have a special Gilu, a special Gzeres HaKosuv. But it's two separate things, two separate gedarim, like Rabbi Elchanan explains in the Kovetz Shirim, the real Rabbi Elchanan, in Ksuvis and Os Tzadi Gimel, that by we have a limud, that there's a ptur, that Misa B'Shogeg patters, but not because of the Onesh Misa. However, Shitasat Teisvis is that the ptur of Kimla D'Rabmine is not a din Nechalos Onesh Misa, but rather it's a din in the Chomer Haver, and the Chomer Haver is Chomer B'Shogeg and it's Chomer B'Mezit. It's Chomer in both, just by Shogeg, since the person didn't have Das, so then he doesn't get the punishment. But it's still an Averim Old Chamur, even when a person does it B'Shogeg. I hope when you're saying Al Chet Shechten Odecha B'Shogeg on Yom Kippur, I hope you're crying, right? Because Shogeg is also very, very Chomer, so there's no Onesh, but it's an Averim Chamur. So this is an Averim Chamur B'Mezit, it's an Averim Chamur B'Shogeg. We can say it's the same gather, and that is the Shita of Tosfos, who holds that it's altogether very chamur. So the fizeh, shogin mezid, are going to be in the same gather. So the fizeh, we can explain the foundation of the machlokas between the Ramban and Tosfos. What was the machlokas of the Ramban and Tosfos? Do we learn the ptur of shogeg by kimla d'rabimine by kares? The Ramban holds no, it's only kares b'mezid, and the Tosfos holds no, not only is it kares b'mezid, but it's even kares b'shogeg, because you learn it completely from onesh misa. So why? How do you understand this machlokas? Pashut. Now we understand beautifully, because if it's in the onesh, that's the gedder of kimla d'rabimine, so that only applies to mezid. It doesn't apply to shogeg. Therefore, Kares B'mezid, yes. Kares B'shogeg, no. Elamai by Misa B'shogeg, we have a special Gilui. That's category number two, but that doesn't apply to Kares. Kares to Misa, you can only learn when there's Onesh. When there's an Onesh Misa. So there's an Onesh B'Kares, you also learn Kim Levi Ramine. But there's no Onesh, there's no Kim Levi Ramine. Elamai by Misa, we have a Zaytika Limud, we have a different Limud of Ramaka Behemoth, that there's also going to be a Ptur of Kim Levi Ramine. But how can we apply that to Kares, a different gather? All you're learning is gather A, Kares to Misa, because of the Onesh Misa. Only when there's an Onesh Misa, there's going to be Kimla D'Rabmine. That's the limit from Kares to Misa. But not when there is no Onesh Misa. Elamai by Onesh Misa, we saw there's a special pasuk by Shogeg. Okay, that has nothing to do with Kares. Since the din of Kimla D'Rabmine is only it's only because of the Onesh. The Onesh patters you from the Bamin. But if there's no Onesh, it doesn't patter you from Bamin. Why by Misa? Yes. Oh, because you have a special Gzeres HaKasav. But that can't apply to Kares. So we're going to learn Kares to Misa. It's only going to be when there's an Onesh. Mashen Kein Tosis. We'll hold that it's one Geder. Gevaldik, it's one Geder. So Mela, if you're learning from Kares to Misa, across the board, Shogeg and Mezid. We can also gevaldically explain the understanding according to the Ramban of the machlokas between Rabbi Yechanan and Reish Lakish. We have a hekesh of Rasha Malkus Lemisa, and according to the way the Heilige Ramban understands, this Rasha Lekulei Alma is learned both by Rabbi Yechanan and Reish Lakish, that you learn from Misa to Malkus. They learn the Ptur of Kimla D'Rabmine and Misa to Malkus. They both learn Rasha. The only thing is that Reish Lakish holds that you also learn the Ptur of Kimla D'Rabmine the Malkus B'Shogeg. And according that you even learn the Ptur of Kimla D'Rabmine and Malkus B'Shogeg. Not only Malkus B'Misa, Rabbi Yochanan holds, no. That only the Ptur of Malkus B'Mezid is Kim Leibed Rabamine. From that you learn Misa to Malkus, but not B'Shogeg, and therefore that's the Ramban understands. So he says, if by Malkus you're only learning B'Mezid, according to Rabbi Yochanan we paskin like, so too by Kares. So what's pshat in this machlokas? So the Fihavon is saying it's kaft over ferech, it's shmak. According to Reish Lakish, it's one gather. Shogin Mezid are one gather. So when you learn Misa to Malkus, it's going to apply to both Shogeg and Mesid. Kim le Ramine, Russia, Russia. But Lefi, Rabbi Yechanan, no. It's two separate Kedarim. And Memela, when you're learning Misa to Malkus, it's only going to be Mesid, not Shogeg. Just like from Misa to Karis. So we learned in this Shir, a very big Yisod, is the Chakira, is Ptur of Kim le Ramine. Mezid the same as it is Bishogeg, and we saw how that would explain the machlokes between the Ramban Tosfos, and also machlokes between Reuchon Reish Lakish, and we should be zochet taka lilmodu lamed lishmor velasus, where the kaim is called divrei salmut taras of Yahava, and we have a lot more to do, sweet friends. Mirtz Hashem, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, give us orich yamim arichus, orich yamim v'shanim. Mirtz Hashem, b'simcha tuv leva, Hashem should bless you and your family. You should have nachas and simcha, and everything good, and you should always learn menuchas halev, simchas hanefesh, be'ezer Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.